Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Constable Cheryl Adams, a policewoman from the town of Masterton, New Zealand, saw a man on the tracks at Rennall Street Railway Station. She talked to him while following him along the tracks, despite the danger of an oncoming train approaching at 50 kilometers per hour. Seconds before the train arrived, Constable Adams threw the heavily built man to safety and protected him from the train. Thanks to her bravery, the man's life was saved. Briton Richard Greensmith came to the aid of a family in distress when he jumped from a 3-meter wall in County Durham, UK, to reach a stranded car in a flash flood and pulled a family from their sinking car to safety. Mr. Paul Dagnan and his 3 children were on their way home after a torrential downpour in the area when they drove into what they thought to be a puddle. Instead, they were halted by deepening waters, which poured in and flooded the car. Mr. Greensmith assisted Mr. Dagnan and his 2 younger children to safety away from the car, which minutes later disappeared underwater. Mr. Greensmith later recalled, "I didn't think about it until I got back in my van, that I can't swim. But it wouldn't have stopped me. I'm very happy they are all safe. I would do the same again." For their caring hearts and courageous deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Mr. Greensmith with the Shining World Hero and Constable Adams with the Shining World Heroine Award. Today, we feature another amazing recipient of the Shining World Hero Award from the United States. In bustling New York City, actor Chad Lindsay was on his way to an audition. He was waiting for a subway train when he and the other waiting passengers saw a man fall onto the train tracks unconscious. Without hesitation, Chad jumped onto the tracks just as a train was arriving. He saved the man's life and henceforth became known by many inspired people as the Subway Hero.
Sort of waiting for the train like you do all the time. And I saw a guy stumble toward the edge of the tracks and fall in. And it was one of those slow motion moments where you're like, okay, that just happened. And everyone was, you know, equally, I think, just sort of shocked that they were looking at somebody on the train track. And I jumped down and tried to rouse this guy who really was just lying there. And then I realized he was bleeding and pretty much unconscious. I saw the train coming. I put his body up on, as much as I could, up onto the train platform, and 2 guys sort of helped me. So they sort of helped me drag him out. And then I just jumped out. Then the train came. And then he was lying there on the ground, and someone had called the police, because I yelled for the police to be called. They actually were there amazingly quickly, because it all happened very fast. They sat him up against the wall, and he was sort of coming to, and they were cleaning him up because his head was bleeding. And I was like, is this under control?
Chad got reassurance that the injured man was in safe hands.
So I got on the train and went to rehearsal. But it was crazy, because actually when I got on the train, I was all bloody and like shaking, and my clothes were all bloody and dirty, because everything down there is in like 1/2 inch of dirt. Everyone on the train car that I got on was like, oh, this guy's psycho. But then someone said, no, he just like jumped on the train tracks and got this guy. And so then everyone became so cool. Like, all these women were like opening their purses and giving me like antibacterial like hand wipes, and I was cleaning myself off with like handy wipes, and everybody was really great. It was a good like New York moment where everyone was just like, wow, and really helpful and nice.
Chad resumed the rest of his day as he normally would, It all had happened very quickly, in a few harrowing moments. Mr. Lindsay recalled what he was thinking at the very time of the rescue.
I just kept thinking, don't touch the third rail.
Yes.
Because that's the electrified one.
Okay.
I was just thinking logistics. It was like I was like, had had previous training.
Yes.
That I didn't even know about. I was like, contact the authorities. Who said that? So it was kind of weird. And then when I got on the train, I kept checking to see that I had my bag because I didn't remember dropping it.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember picking it back up. But I was like, oh, yeah, I got my bag. How did I get my bag? Like, so much of it was just subliminal. Like, just act.
Wow.
It was strange.
Without fully realizing it consciously, he had done everything right. Moving and calling for aid quickly and even caringly inquiring about the man's condition. Since the incident, Chad Lindsay was the talk of the town in the media. He appeared on local television and fans created a page for the subway hero on the popular internet networking site Facebook. We asked Chad how his life had changed after that gallant day.
Ultimately, it hasn't changed very much at all. I still do all the same things that, you know, I go to work and look for jobs and sometimes I get them and sometimes I don't. Right. Sometimes I'll be walking along and someone will recognize me. And the thing about being an actor is you're looking for work. You're not really looking for fame. Fame can be a double-edged sword anyway. My friends all think I'm a big dork. I mean, they call me the hero. They keep saying it. But other than that, I mean, not much has changed.
For his quick thinking and selfless, life-saving action, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored the humble Chad Lindsay with the Shining World Hero Award. The following is an excerpt from her award letter to the recipient. Dear Mr. Lindsay, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Hero Award. The award is presented in recognition of your outstanding effort and selflessness that saved a human life, demonstrating your compassion and caring spirit of goodwill towards others, and exemplifying unity among God's children. Thank you, Chad, for showing us a beautiful example of love in action, of how a little kindness, shared so generously, can make a significant difference to the betterment of humanity. God bless you and that very lucky man. For your remarkable instincts, agility, strength, boundless courage, and humility, and for being a dedicated and noble role model for your fans and all alike, we hereby applaud and celebrate the heroic deeds of Chad Lindsay, Subway Guardian Angel, and real-life actor. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you to the Supreme Master for this great award. and also for all of her work with catastrophic climate change in particular, which is especially dear to my heart, and just in general for her good deeds and specifically this recognition. Thank you.
Chad, we'd like to present you with a hero jacket for the hero.
All right. That's cool. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's awesome. Thank you very much. And thank you to the Supreme Master, Ching Hai. Thank you.
In getting to know what a real-life hero was like, Chad Lindsay kindly shared a little about himself and his values.
You know, both my parents, they're teachers by trade, and just incredibly good, honest human beings with not a lot of frills. I grew up happy and healthy, so everything was, there was an emphasis on health, on economy, and Michigan is a great place to do that. I mean, it's a beautiful state. We live on some land, and my father has a big, huge garden. My mother has massive gardens. They're very natural, very sort of grounded, hardy people, and that, you know, couldn't help but rub off. I do have a t-shirt company. My company's goals and aims are sort of on a line with the Supreme Master, which is why I sort of paid more attention when I got this award letter in the mail. I'm an advocate of sustainable living. I'm an advocate of awareness and social responsibility, especially when it comes to being a guardian of our natural world. That's what my t-shirt company is about. Just little, simple, cute, but sort of accessible designs that remind us that our business on this planet has responsibility built into it, that our actions have ramifications, and that every choice we make, little choices really affect the larger scheme of things.
Very cool stuff. So you have one. You have a children's T-shirt, and it has a picture of the Earth on the front. It says, "Keep it cool."
Obviously, catastrophic climate change is way more than just the globe warming. If you're wearing something that starts that conversation,
yes,
then you're a much more active participant in what could eventually be a solution. I'm not a completely vegan, but I push toward vegetarian. One of the kids' ones has Veggie Monster. With a little guy there devouring a carrot, with the hope that parents will have fruits and vegetables more readily available than processed, packaged, and ultimately very unhealthy food. Do good is another one of our shirts. Okay. It just says do good. And I mean, that if you need a philosophy, that's, I think, the closest, you know, you can do.
Kudos, Mr. Chad Lindsay, for being a shining example of what your creative T-shirt reminds. Do good. Thanks for showing us all what a hero is, as one who cares about strangers, a sustainable planet, and children, as well as the well-being of future generations. Wishing you all the best in your endeavors. Thank you, valiant viewers, for joining us today. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless your good daily thoughts, words, and deeds.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.